With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. One of the goals of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was to keep insurance companies from offering plans people pay for that don't really protect patients. Republican-led efforts to repeal the ACA have failed at least 6 dozen times, but it has been weakened. For instance, Congress last year turned short-term policies that were affordable under the ACA into cheaper plans. But the benefits don't always measure up.
Again, we have a number of people in New Mexico who have coverage, but it's so unaffordable, it turns out to be more like catastrophic insurance.
Barbara Weber heads up Health Action New Mexico.
It's what those plans used to be called. There were 3-month plans. And usually people use that when they were in between jobs. They felt like they couldn't afford the COBRA coverage or weren't eligible for it. So they would take these short-term plans. The federal government last year extended what was a 90-day period for the short-term plans, and they made it 3 to 4 years.
But Weber says these cheaper, longer-term plans haven't been as robust as the ads have been claiming. So a task force that worked with Health Action New Mexico and the state's insurance regulators have restored consumer protections.
They were not marketing truthfully about what these plans were, so people were getting them thinking they had gotten a great deal. Then they went to user coverage and found out they couldn't go to the hospital, they didn't have maternity, they couldn't use it for A, B, or C. So this bill brings it back in the New Mexico law. These plans can only be for 90 days, and they're regulated according to the marketing that they can do in New Mexico.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the Health Plan Protection Law last spring. It took effect January 1st. And now insurers must back up their health plans with coverage that buyers can count on. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.